21, what does it mean that we read the portions of whole before Purim in the work? Preparation in the tens. Well, our preparation today is comprised of each friend. Can you hear me now? Our preparation today is built out of each friend having taken a sentence from the 11 items we learned in the preface so far, and he will read it aloud and explain why he's impressed by it, inspired by it. So as we read, please read slowly and say exactly what we were reading from so that they'll be able to translate it. I took from item 1 in the last paragraph of the first column. It starts by saying, necessarily, therefore. Oh, hence it is considered that the above-mentioned will to receive is the whole substance of creation from beginning to end. Thus, all the creatures, all their immeasurable, innumerable instances and conducts that have appeared and will appear are but measures and various values of the will to receive. This is simply, you know, I marked it several times already when we went through it in different times, because this sentence, with one sentence, it shows you what we're made of. And the more you repeat it, there are always new discernments about how much we're all just a will to receive. And it's very beautiful how a Kabbalist with a single sentence can simply shut you in about who you are, what you're made of. Then you can decide if you want to stay in this or not. That's it. I chose on page 162 in item 5 the line that starts with, as a candle before the torch. So it says here about Bechina Bet the following. And this is because the Kli of Chokhmah in its end overcomes in equivalence to form with the upper light. That is, that a desire to bestow to the emanator awakens within it as the nature of the light within it, which is all to bestow. And I thought that we too should overcome and develop on our side a desire to bestow just like that of the light. And if in that we help each other, then we're friends. I chose in item 12 a sentence that's quite clear to us, but nevertheless, It's good in order to remember our nature. He writes here that the essence of the creature and of creation as a whole is only the will to receive. This gives me a discernment so that I can always see where we begin from, and that same will to receive is constant and doesn't change, and our whole work is to see how we create a reality that is above it. I chose like Chaim, that sentence about this, the will to receive. This is a sentence that we always teach on campus to show how much we are just a desire, all in all, in all aspects. But it's a wonder, I found a new sentence now to make it more different. So in item 4, it says, on the first line there, there is a great rule about the kelim, that the expansion of the light and its departure make the kli fit for its task. Because so long as the kli has not departed from, separated from its light once, it is included in the light and is annulled within it like a candle before a torch. This annulment is because they are completely opposite from one another, on opposite ends, because the light extends from his essence, existence from existence, etc. That's it. We should remind ourselves that everything is just a game of lights and kelim, vessels. Let's make an effort to connect. Let the light shine and develop us and make us grow back to him. In truth, I have a serious problem here because the first excerpt I chose was the one that Chaim read. Then I said, no, if not that one, I'll choose the one that Ahoka said. And the third one was the one that Dudi just read, which is the expansion of the light and its departure, make the kli fit for its task. So, well, it's nice because the next excerpt, that's the next excerpt I want to go and choose. A few days ago, we had to write questions about the preface. And Oren wrote, the first question Oren wrote was, who is Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia and what's the story with him? Oh, is it just that? Okay. That's a question I went with and I actually scrutinized it yesterday. Apparently there's a complete story around this person. I won't get into it now. But let's say that this person is also mentioned each day every time we pray. So we'll go with that. So, the fact that there is such a person is already surprising, but I think that's the one that Oren started with, the thought of creation, which is to delight the created beings according to his broad hand. From this, a great desire and yearning was imprinted in the created beings to receive his abundance. And the will to receive is the kli according to the measure of the pleasure, because according to the validity and strength of the will to receive the abundance, so is the degree of the pleasure in the abundance, no more, no less. It's a precise definition with all the confusions around it. What is the goal and what needs to be done? First of all, I wanted to thank Chaim that thanks to this task, I read all of these 11 letters before going to sleep, even though I came back late. It helped me have a good preparation for the lesson. The excerpt I chose is the entire item 2. I'll read a part of it. Item 2. As we have said, the will to receive is innately included in the thought of creation, with all its values, along with the great abundance he had planned to delight them and impart upon them. And know that these are the ore, light, and kli vessel that we discern in the upper worlds. They necessarily come tied together and cascade together degree by degree, and the extent to which the degrees descend from the light of his face and depart from him is the extent of the materialization of the will to receive contained in the abundance. We can also state the contrary. To the extent that the will to receive in the abundance materializes, it descends degree by degree, as written below, to the lowest of all places, where the will to receive is fully materialized. This place, etc. I chose that because this excerpt, every time we read it in the last few days, simply got hold of me. Seemingly, you can say that all the four discernments, all four phases of direct light are in it. You can feel how the Creator is in every detail, every point in the upper worlds, and also in this world. So, so we have 30 seconds left till the song. Dave, would you like to? Okay, we won't do that to Dave. I'll read item 11. Did you prepare something? Ah, you're great. You're great. I prepared an excerpt. That the need for the cascading of the will to receive with the four phases
Lehagid, lehagid, babo kechasdecha